Zok the Mishnah again. Daf Lamed Omed Beis towards the bottom. Zok the Mishnah. Nochi Shehilves Yisrael Al Chemtzai. A guy lent money to a Yid. Now, he lent money to the Yid. He wants to make sure he gets paid back. So he takes money on condition that as a mashkin, I can take back in case you don't pay the choiv. What's the mashkin? His bread closet. His chometz. So right now, the bread of the Yisrael is something that's been mushkin, so to speak, to the guy, in case the Yid doesn't pay back. So nochi shehilva, he lent money as Yisrael al chemtzoy, on the chometz of the Yisrael, that becomes the guy's. So achar Pesach, after Pesach, muta b'hano. This bread now is muta b'hano to the Yid. Why? Because since the chometz was memushkin to the guy, so it becomes as if it was chometz of the guy. And chometz of the guy, lacha pesach, is muta b'hano. We paskin that is muta. So memela, there's no problem on the chometz, even though it was b'shus Yisrael. It's not his. It's the guy's. V'Yisrael shehilves nochi al chemtzoy. Let's say the opposite. The Yisrael is the one that lent money to the guy, and b'achrayis that if he doesn't pay back the loan, then the Yid is going to collect the money from the guy's chometz. So right now, the chometz of the guy, so to speak, it belongs to the Yid. So that din is achar Pesach osa b'hano. It's osa b'hano after Pesach. The chometz now becomes osa b'hano after Pesach. It's considered like it was the Yid's. Ah, it's the guy's chometz? No, it's like the Yid's already. Now the question is, legabe bal yiro, the post can discuss, Mogen Avram, that bal yiro, he won't be over. Meaning it's considered chometz sheyisol, but he's not over bal yiro during Pesach. Or no, he's even over bal yiro, because it's like his. If it's his, then he's over bal yiro. Or the name, bal yiro, is the maisa, it's in the reshus of the guy. And at the end of the day, if the guy wants to decide to pay money, then the chometz is not going to go to the Yid. If the guy decides, I'm paying cash, money, so then the chometz is not going to go to the Yid. So klapei bal yiro, you will not be over. That's the Mogen Avraham, sorry. But HaKoporim, the Gemishna is saying that this yisoid of the chometz is it considered already the other parties, meaning is it considered the malvas, because it's al chemtzoy, and that makes it that it's muta b'hano after Pesach, or osa b'hano. Now there's a yisoid that kamachlek is Rambam and Ravid in Chometz Matzah Perek Dalet. The Machlokes is as follows. Meaning, is this din that we're saying that it's Mutabano or Osabano? Let's say it's Mutabano when it's Nochish Hilvi Yisrael Al-Chemtzoy. That means that the Goy is already has jurisdiction on the Chometz of the Yid. So it's considered Chometz Al Nochri. Do we say this din that it's Mutabano is only if this man Piroyan, that means the time to pay for the Yid, the time to pay back was before Pesach. So the time to pay back before Pesach, so Hind, when it's over, it's a man piroin, it's considered the guys. And that's why it's Nochi Shal Akum, and it's Mohammed Shal Nochi, and that's why it's Mutalacha Pesach. That's how the Rambam holds. That's Dafka when this man piroin was before Pesach. But if it's this man piroin is after Pesach, so then the Rambam would say that no, that the soul can end up paying with, money, so then the chometz doesn't belong, it doesn't go to the guy. If this man piroin was what's it called, was only after Pesach, because it protects this man piroin, he always has the ability to pay money still. So Mela doesn't make it that the chometz is the guy's. The rival is mechadish that no, that even if this man piroin is only after Pesach, and right now the Yid Lamaisa has the ability to pay money, but since at the end of the day, when there's going to be a gvir, when the guy is going to collect the chometz, even if it's after Pesach, it will be in his bialim afreya that it was always the guy's. So then it's considered chometz shanochi, even in such a case. It doesn't have to be only if this man piroin was before Pesach, and now it's after this man piroin, it's considered the goy's. Even if this man piroin is after Pesach, b'toichs manoi. Since the goy at the end of the day, when there will be a guvaina, so it will be in his barrel of mafreya that it was always his, so memela, it will be even if this man piroin is after Pesach, it will still be considered chometz shanochi. And it will be considered mutter because it's chometz shanochi over Pesach. Meaning the Rambam learns it's only mutter when his man piroin is before Pesach. So then it comes out after his man piroin it's the goy. So over Pesach it's the goy's. But if Louis Tzur's man piroin is after Pesach, then Avari not going to say that it's the goy's. Because it only became the goy's by the man of the piroin. Because after all, the Yid would have been able to pay money and not have the piroin being from the chometz. So Ebezoid remains the Yid's. Mashenga the Ravid says, you don't look at the fact if he was able to pay or not. The mere fact that the guvain at the end of the day is to the goy, so the mafreya was always the goy's. And memel it's chomesh anochi, which is mutabar no lecha pesach.
Zog the Gemara, itmar. Bal choiv, if you have a bal choiv, I owe you money. Abaya omar le mafreya hu goyva. V'rov omar mikanu lahaba hu goyva. That means, do we say that the bal choiv is goyva le mafreya? That means retroactively, the mafreya is goyva. The malva that is collecting the money now, whatever item it is, let's say it's a chometz that he's taking, it's a mafreya was always his. What do we say? No, mikanu lahaba. From when he takes the money, then it's his. But before that, it wasn't his yet. That's this machlokes. So zok di gemara kol hecha da akdish loiva vizovin loiva. If let's say the loiva takes the money and he's makdish it to hekdish, or let's say he sells it to someone else. So everyone agrees, even Robert that says mikanu lahaba goiva, he agrees that the bal choiv, the malva, can take the money from hekdish or from who he sold it to. You meshuba to me. Kula amalai pligi da osi malva v'torif. He can take it away v'osi malva u'porik, or he can remove it from hekdish. Everyone agrees I'm an aleph that he can remove it. Now, when he does remove it from hekdish, Rashi points out he has to add on the dinner. It shouldn't look like he's taking from hekdish without a pinyon. It looks like the hekdish is losing out. But akoponim, he can collect that back from the loiva. Mm. Now, even though Zog Rashi, we know hekdesh chometz v'shichum afkimei deshibud. If the loiva was makdish, the money, so it's a chometz, hekdesh is mafkimei deshibud. There's a shibud to the loiva. There's a shibud to the malva, I mean. Let hekdesh be mafkia. Zog Rashi, a big insight. When is hekdesh mafkimei deshibud? That's only a kedush saguf. That means if you give it to the kotshem is beach. A kedush saguf, then it's mafkia midei shibud, or a koinim is mafkia midei shibud, or an animal for a carbon. However, or a begging on the mace, these are all kedush saguf. Mashen kedush as domim, if a stam promised money to better kabayis, kedush as domim is not mafkia midei shibud, and that's why the malva can go to hekdush and take it right out of the hekdush's hands. Why? Because he is able to take from the parik. He has the parik. He has to add on, but the mace, he was there first. Kedush as dom, we don't say mafkia midei shibud. So that's Poshid's. Rav agrees that even though I usually say mikan lahabo, I agree that the loiva can be makdish or can't sell it. Zok the Gemara of Osi Malva the Tanan Uporik the Tanan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Moisif oy dinner upoydis an chosim elu avadi is moisif a dinner and he's poydin in the chosim. Keep ligi. Where is the machloikas Abai and Rav? If you say mikan lahabo or mafreya, the zovin malva the kodesh malva. Let's say the malva, the guy that's supposed to collect the money, he already is makdisha today. He already decided before he collected it, I'm giving it to Hekdish, or I'm selling it to someone else. So that's money that's supposed to come to me because you didn't pay back the loan, or this item that was designated. Abaya omar lemafreya hu goyva. Abaya says that since bal choyv is a mafreya goyva, so retroactively becomes his. So memele what? Came into the motes mani v'loy pore. It comes this man that he's supposed to pay and he didn't pay. So it's retroactively, it was always his. So Mele Hein, Malva was able to be makdish even before he collected it. Because when it comes as mango vayna, it was hufra that it was always his. Vishape akdish, so the hekdish is valid. Vishape zoven, and he sold it. V'rov omar, mikano lahabo goiva. You're only goiva mikano lahabo. That means when you collect it, that's when it's yours. But before you collected it, the Malva can be makdish or sell it. If the loiva wants, he wants to pay money instead of taking this item that was designated. So he has the ability to take to pay money. Mm-hmm. So Mela, it's never in his barrel of my prayer that it was the malvas. So Mela, it's not considered the malvas to be makdish or to sell to someone else. So that's the svara mikan lahabo or lema freya goiva is a svara legabi the bailus of the malva. Do we say it's lema freya retro? It's his. So Mele, he was able to be makdish or zovin. Or do we say no? Kevendil have a lezuze, have a salak lebezuze, ishtak the hachka koni, so it's bar that you only coin it now, and not lemafreya. Now Rashi on Omid Beis, in the Gemara, Rashi right away says that the balchoiv, that is the machloikas abayin rova, balchoiv, that's lemafreya, he's goiva. So Rashi says,
Hamalvis chaver v'shibed loy nechosov. Rashi says that he was meshabed nechosim. Is mashma only because of the shibed nechosim? I was meshabed specific nechosim. Then we say lemafreya hu goyva. But if not for shibed nechosim, if not for shibed nechosim, then it won't be lemafreya hu goyva. I'm meshabed these specific nechosim. So mela shibud de raisa. So mela it's taka the kong tabai. It's taka the malva could be makdish because the mafreya it's his. But let's say there's no specific shibud nechosim. It wasn't beferish on this, and then maybe you wouldn't say. Then you wouldn't say that lemafreya u'goyva.
The Nesivus in Kuf Tzarites says that the loan, the money itself, that kesef of the halvah, it becomes like a kinyan on the karka. So memela, that's where you can be makdish and sell it. It's a kinyan on the karka itself.
Now it doesn't mean that imamish can eat the peris from this field. It's not atkere kaches. I mean legabe peris. But the gabe the goof, the maisa, it's the Paris by Guvain, it's his. But the goof, the hektish or the selling that he can do. Now, why is it the beginning of the Mara says that legabe the loiva, meaning kolecha the hektish loiva, everyone agrees that the malva can take it away. So Rashi says that because it's considered like it's since it's mamush can be ad malva. So even though it's the loivas, but the mice is not beshusoy. Zeshe ene beshusoy. You can't be makdish something, just like by a gazan. You can't be makdish if the bailam were not mesiayish. So mele, that's why you would not be able to makdish the kuli alma. The loivas doing would not too off anything. Even if he's makdish it, but the mice of the malva could be mafkia from this type of hektish. That's that wouldn't work. The kuli alma, the loiva cannot do anything. Zog the gemara weiter. So we have a yisodi tikka machlokes Abaye and Rava. Abaye says about choyv is what lemafreya u'goyva. Retroactively, it becomes his, and mele can be makdish. Rava says mikanu lahabu u'goyva. So mele, you can't be makdish, and if the malva is makdish, the lemaisa, it's not going to be chal because it's only mikanu lahabu. V'raya, if the loiva wants to pay with money, so mele, you can't take that item, and lemaisa, it's going to be not going to be chal the hektish or the sale. Yishtakach bezuze avada. It's only mishas guvayne is koiner. But that's Rava Shita. Rava says mikano lahabu goiva. And that the Gemara is going to ask the following question: Umi amar Rava hachi? Did Rava indeed say that what that bal choyv is koiner only mishas the guvayne onward? V'omar Rami b'chomer. And the Gemara says the following case: Ruven shemochas sod l'shimon b'achrayis. Ruven sells a field to Shimon b'achrayis. Meaning that if Ruvain's Balei Chovis are going to take away this kaka from Shimon that he sold, he's going to reimburse him. And Rishonim say he's going to reimburse him for whatever the amount that he paid for the soda. Even if the value of the soda goes down, he's paying him back for the soda that he paid for. And it's irrelevant if the Shavis of the soda now is down in less than what he paid for. So now let's say the Balei Chovis of Ruvain that he owes money to before the Mechira of the soda. And he comes and takes away the Achrayis and he takes away the soda. Ruvain is going to reimburse Shimon for the fact that he sold him a field and he didn't get a field. So Reuven Shemocha sold to Shimon Bachrayas, that if the Bachoiv of Reuven is going to take away the field from Shimon because of a free Adikachoiv that is Meshubah to him, so then Reuven is going to pay back to Shimon the value of the field that he paid for. Right? That's a regular called Achrayas. Now, if let's say Reuven did not have any other places that the Bachoiv can go to, so he's going to go to the field, so he's Meshubit to pay him back. Now, what happened was, interestingly enough, even though he sold the field Bachrayas, Reuven never received money from Shimon. Shimon says, I owe you money for the field. You hear what happened over here? Reuven sold money to Shimon, sold the field to Shimon. But Shimon was Zokvanola Bemilva. He never paid money for the field yet. I owe it to you. But Lemaisa, Reuven said, if they take it away from you, I will reimburse you. Reimburse you for what? For the money you never paid yet. Zakvanol b'milva. Achochem de Shimon. He gets an achrayas. He's going to get reimbursed, but he never paid for it yet. So zok the gemara. Ruven shemocha sod l'shimon b'achrayas. V'zakvanol b'milva. And Shimon did not have cash available. So he owes him the money b'halva. Now, he wrote Ruven eshtar choiv, meaning that if, let's say, I won't be able to pay you, I'm meshabed my nechosim to pay you instead. So Reuven sold the field to Shimon Bachrais, if they take it away, I'll reimburse you. And Shimon never yet paid Reuven for the field, but I said, I'm Meshabin Nam Nechosim if I can't pay you. Now what happened was, Umeis Reuven. Reuven is Avek. Reuven died before he even collected money from Shimon for the field. Now, V'osa Balchoiv de Reuven V'tov Lem Shimon comes along, Reuven's Balchoiv. He owed money to people. And they take away the field from Shimon. Because after all, Reuven owed money to people. So they come now after he died and they said, oh, the guy died, where's the money he owes us? They go to the field of Shimon, which is Meshubed. V'osa Balchoiv de Reuven V'tov Lem Shimon. Now, what did Shimon do? Now, Shimon still owes money for the field. So he did like this. He liked the field. He kind of liked the parcel of land. So what did he do instead? V'osa Shimon upaisa bezuzei. He went to the Balchoiv of Reuven. He says, here is the money that is owed to you, and take that instead. Now, he was mefayis the Balchoiv of Reuven with money. That's the money that he owed him. Let's say he owed him that amount. That's exactly the amount that they wanted to collect. So he paid them the money. That's exactly the amount that Shimon owed to Reuven. Shimon never paid to Reuven the field, the money for the field yet. So he's taking that money and he's being mefayis the Balchoiv of Reuven instead of taking the karka. Now, remember, he said he sold him Bachrayis, that if they take it away, I'll be reimbursed. Now Shimon comes in Tainus. I don't have to pay you anymore for the field. Why do I have to pay you for the field? You know why I don't have to pay you for the field? I already paid you for the field when I paid you a Balchoiv. He tells the Yisoyim of Reuven, you're tiny, you want money for the field. I already paid you for the field. You know how I paid you? By paying you a Balchoiv. So dinu, the Osi B'nei Reuven v'amil l'Shimon, the din is that the B'nei Reuven can tell Shimon that no, you messed up. That even though Reuven was mekabel achrayis, that if someone wants to take away the field, he'll be reimburse you. They can taina anan metalti shovek avun gaboch. Meaning, what did our father leave by you? Meaning, the money that you owe him. Our father had money, so to speak, that he owed, that he left by you. Meaning that you owed him. That's metaltalin. You didn't have a right to pay our father's balchoy metaltalin. Because why? The Balchoiv could have come from today to tomorrow. Bezin would never have given money to the Balchoiv. Only because metalta di yasmi le Balchoiv le mishtabdi. What do you owe to the Yisoyimim? What does Shimon owe to the Yisoyimim? Metaltalim. Money. Metalta di yasmi le Balchoiv le mishtabdi. You should have paid him. What are you paying him? You would have given him kaka, okay? That's something else. But you didn't. You decided to pay. That's your own initiative. You paid him as your own initiative. You still owe us money. So Shimon, they tining Shimon is correct, mikan. Shimon, you paid up without having to the Balchoiv of Reuven.
Without what?
Without having to. He didn't have to pay him because metalted he asked me the Balchoiv lemishtabdi. But you still never paid us for the parcel of land, for the karka. So he tined it. You saw him tina, you owe us money for the land still. Now, Rava comes along. This is what we're trying to bring a kasha. We're trying to ask a kasha on Rava. Rava says that Balchoiv is mikano lahaba ugoiva. Comes along Rava and says in this maisa, v'omar Rava, ipi keach Shimon. If Shimon is smart, yochlu li poter, he can be pat himself, ipi keach Shimon, magbele ara, v'hoda govele minayu. You know what Shimon can do? He can alleviate himself from paying money, tzveitamol, to the Yisoyimim. You know what he does? He does as follows. He pays the Yisoyimim with karka. He takes the karka and he says, okay, here's the money that I owe you for the land. Take the karka back. Nadir the karka back. Now what happens now? Once the karka was taken away from him, because he paid, right? He paid for the karka. So you remember when he bought the karka, it was Bachrayis? Reuven sold the karka to Shimon Bachrayis. That if it gets taken away, he'll reimburse him. So right now, it got taken away. You know what it got taken away by? It got taken away by you. So, because you're a Balchoiv. So you promised me a Chrayis. So I can take it right back. So, if Shimon is smart, he can pay the Yisoyimim with the Karka itself. And afterward, take it right back. Because when I bought the field, even though I never paid for it, it was b'achrayis. Then if it gets taken away by a balchoyv, you're a balchoyv, so then I get achrayis the chosim. So maybe I can take it right back. The omeg of Nachman. Yisoyim should go over kaka b'chayvus avim. If Yisoyim collect the kaka b'chayvus avim, that's what he's doing right now. Whoever borrowed money from the father can be paid with kaka. Balchoyv choyzev a goy boys a man. A balchoyv can come now and take it away. So Shimon says, I'm a balchoyv. You owe me money. You know what you owe me? You owe me achrayis. So Shimon can, Zok Rav Shimon can tell the Yisoyim, you want to get paid? Because you tell me I shouldn't have paid your father's balchoyv kaka. I should have paid him because metalti he asked me loy mishtabdi. Okay, so I owe you money. Here's kaka. And now I can take a rag back because your father sold me the kaka b'achrayis. Zok the Gemara. Now the Gemara makes the cheshbon in Rava. If you're going to say that a balchoyv is goyva lemafreya, like Abaye wanted to say, that retroactively the balchoyv is goyva lemafreya, meaning it was always his. So Mela, it means that the karka was never belonging to the guy b'shas the halva lemafreya. He's goyva the karka. There was a halva that took place, and now the karka was always belonged to the malva lemafreya. So amtelachi choyzev a goy voice mehen. I understand now why the balchoyv can take it back again. Why could he take it back? Why could Shimon take back the karka? Because I'm a balchoyv. You owe me money. Bachrayas lemafreya, you owe it to me. So Mela, for all along, it was mine. The commander govim mechayim davun domi. It's considered that the karka was already collected. It's considered that the karka, meaning. Shimon owes money to Reuven. He never paid. I owe him money. I never paid for the karka. But since lemafreya u'goyva, that means the karka always belonged to Reuven from the beginning. Once Shimon did not pay for the karka, Shimon is a balchoyv on the karka. So he owes money to Reuven. So Reuven, we say that balchoyv is lemafreya u'goyva, that means b'chaya oviv, it was already belonged to the father. So if it belonged to the father, b'chaya oviv, so maybe I can be choyzev u'goyva, he's a man. I can be goyva back because the father said he's meshabin the chosim. Well, it belonged to him. I'm taking it back. Eli Yamut, but if you're going to say, mikan alabu goyva, that the kaka is not meshas the piroi and doesn't belong to the father. So my choyzev a goyva is a man. Have a commander zovin yasmin, nichzid domi. If it was never belonged to the father, it's considered like the yisoyim right now, acquired kaka. After misaviyim. If you acquired kaka, ach misaviyim, that's not meshubid to the balchoyv of the father. So v'ilu koni yasmin nichse, the Yisoyim now decide to buy something. They invest in property, in real estate. Miko meshtabdil balchoyv, so why should Shimon take a right back? The fact that Shimon can take a right back is only that balchoyv is ilamafreya u'goyva. So it always belongs to the father. It always belongs to the father. That's meshubitaka to Shimon. But if you say that it's only mikana la'aba u'goyva, so then oy bazoy, it's like the Yisoyim acquired karka. That's not meshubit to Shimon. So how can he take a right back? So we see clearly that Rava says, Ipikach Shimon, he can pay him with the kaka and take him right back. That's only if Lamafreya goiva. So Ibizoyit Shvan Rava before that we said Rava argues on Abai and it says that Balchoiv is Mikano Lahaba goiva. Here we see clearly from Rava's statement that it's not Mikano Lahaba, but it's rather Lamafreya goiva. Otherwise, it would not go right back to Shimon. It could only go back to Shimon if it's considered the father's Bechayov. That means Lamafreya was his. But if it's only Mikano Lahaba, so then it's like the Yisoyimims. The Yisoyimim, the quiet kaka, does not go back to Shimon. And for the Gemara, no. La'olam, Rav Taka hold, Balchoyv is Mikano Lahaba u'goyva. The reason why he can get it right back is Shaini Hosom. The Oma Lahu, because Shimon can tell the Yisoyimim, Ki Hecha de Mishtabadno Leila Avuchon. Just like this kaka that I have is meshubet to your father because I never yet paid him for the etzim of the kinyan of the karka. So mishtab de nami lebalchoyv davuchon. The karka is also meshubet to the balchoyv of your father. And since your father made up with me when I bought the land, that if they take it away, taking it away means right now I'm giving it to you. It's like taking away, being taken away from me. So this karka is also meshubet to me because just like the karka is meshubet to you, to the father, it's also meshubet back to me. Mishtab de nami lebalchoyv davuchon. I'm a balchoyv davuchon. Why is that? Mid Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson says if Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi, so Reuven can pay Levi directly. So there also, Shimon says, I owe your father. Okay, so the Yisoyim get the karka. But your father owes me. So Mela, I'm paying myself directly, so I don't have to give back the karka. I can keep the karka and put it from my right pocket to my left pocket because Al Shibur Rav Nosson, I owe you, but you owe me. So Mela, I'm keeping it by me. So even if Balchoy Mikan Lahaba, I'm getting it Al Shibur Rav Nosson. Sagt mal mit Rabbi Nosson, der Tanja Rabbi Nosson, neu, mir nennen euch Chavere, mir nennen euch Chavere, Chavere, schon mal jetzt mit sehr, wenn ich sage, damit leu mir lasche Osham leu. Don't say lasche Helve, lasche Osham. Sagt die Gemara Tanan.
Nochi Shilves Yisrael al Chemzoi. Our Mishnah says, if the Nochi lends Yisrael al Chemzoi, that means the Goy lend money to the Yids, that the Yids Chometz is Meshubed now for the Choyv, that if he doesn't pay him, then the Yids Chometz becomes the Goy's. So we said, Acha Pesach, it's Mutter Bahano. It's considered retroactively, it was always the Goy's. Fek Gemara, Iyam Bishlom Le Mafreyahu Goyva, that's very good. That's not a good according to Abaya. It's a Mafreyah, it was the Goy's. So it's not Chometz over Pesach. It's only Mishastik Vietzis. So why is the Mutter Lacha Pesach? It's going to Rav Shver. Am I Mutter Bano? Bishusi Disrol Kavakoi. And for the Gemara, Hochamai Skinoi, Ksherinoi Etzloi. Meaning it was an actual Mashkin. The Chometz was in the Rishus of the guy. The Yisrael was borrowed the money. Nochi Shilva Yisrael Chemtsoi. It wasn't Stam. A question of Mikan Labal Mafreya. He actually he took the chometz and he placed it by the goy. So then Taka, even according to Rava, we say that the Balchov is Koine Mashkin, and that's why it's Taka gonna be considered Nochi Chometz Shanochi Lacha Pesach. We'll stop over by the Gemara, Lema Ketanoi.